Illinois Governor Bruce Rauner continues to demand legislators lower what businesses have to pay for injured workers. House Democrats scheduled a hearing on the subject Monday, yet Rauner's fellow Republicans wanted nothing to do with it. I'm Amanda Vinicky with NPR Illinois. When is a company on the hook to compensate an injured worker and for how much? These are central questions in the partisan dispute that's held up a state budget. Legislation encapsulating Governor Rauner's preferred plan has sat idle for a year and a half. But after he recently asked Democratic leaders to take another look at the issue, the House obliged by scheduling a hearing on the bill. Not so fast, say Republicans. They say they've moved on. They say they've moved on and want to work out a compromise behind closed doors. The committee, they say, is a sham. Democrats persisted anyway and used the chance to criticize Rauner's plan as unfair to workers. But one Chicago representative, Luis Arroyo, evidently didn't get the memo.
I agree. We shouldn't have this dog and pony show, just stand here and talk to everybody all day about something that ain't going to matter anyway.
He seemed to take a page from Republicans' playbook instead.
Let's not play no games. I drove 3.5 hours today in the rain for 3.5 hours thinking that this was something was going to happen on this bill. And now you guys are telling me that nothing's happening. Nobody's going to call the bill. Dwight K. don't want to call the bill. Brady don't want to call the bill. I didn't come here to waste my time today.
Lawmakers didn't vote, but they did spend hours hearing testimony on workers' compensation. I'm Amanda Vinicky.